The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song and book is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in America. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio, and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Dr. Afshan Naheed Hashmi. She was born in India and educated both in India and the USA, and now lives in Rockville, Maryland. Dr. Hashmi is a best-selling author of both the books she has written, award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, books, movies, makeup, and beauty products reviewer, as well as radio and TV show host. She's a successful regulatory business development and scientific professional with more than a decade of experience. As a publishing consultant, she can help give you valuable advice on how to best develop your best-selling book idea from concept to the book in hand, as well as help you market it.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Hashmi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, Sorantos?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. So we've had quite a few authors on this show, so it'll be interesting to have a little different perspective. Tell us a little bit about how old were you when you started writing?
I was writing I've been writing since I'm 8 years old. My first poetry was published in a book in our local community magazine in India when I was 8 years old.
When did you first get the hint or know that books are special or words are special for you?
Oh, because books are very special for me because I belong to a family of readers and intellectuals, and they always insisted that I should read, read, read. And so all of a sudden, reading books was very important to me. And I was given by my maternal grandpa a book of Jawaharlal Nehru on a Valentine's Day when I was only 7 years old. Obviously, I couldn't read that hard book that time, but it is one of my favorite books, Discovery of India.
Okay, wonderful. And how old were you when you came to this country?
Oh, I came to this country when I got married, and I came here in 1992.
Oh, so you've been here a while. Okay.
Yes.
Do you routinely travel back to India?
Yeah, I travel to India every year, but this year I haven't gone, and last year I haven't gone to India.
Yeah, it's hard to travel now with the coronavirus, but hopefully you'll get back out there soon enough.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing to do? You kind of wear a lot of different hats. Is it writing? Is it helping others get their book to concept? Marketing? What is your number one passion right now?
My number one passion is to realize authors, their dreams, and, they become best-selling authors as I have achieved that dream in my life.
Okay. And what kind of advice do you give people when you first talk to them?
I tell them, like, writing a book is an easy task, but marketing is a very, very daunting task. So once you think about writing, you should always think that what I should write, that it can be marketable, and how can I make money, or how can I bring a change in the world by my writings.
Okay. And what do you... There's certain people that are creatives in the music business or the book business, myself included, who love to create but don't really like to market. What would you say to people like that?
Oh, you have to like market yourself, because without marketing, nothing would be achievable. But if you achieve something like a great success without marketing, wouldn't it be great? Well, and you have achieved a lot, I know that.
Yeah. When people come up with their budget, you know, and they try to figure out how much money it's going to cost them to write a book, you know, print it, all that stuff. How do you help them with that? How do you help them figure out a budget, and how much of it do you think should be allocated to marketing?
It depends, like, how much I have to work with them, because some of the authors are very good at writing, but they are not very good at marketing, and vice versa. Some are very good at marketing, but not at writing. So it depends, like, do I have to do research for them, or will they do research on their own or for the book? Do they have a topic? So there are a lot of variables out there.
And do you, I assume that you do consulting too, if any of our listeners are interested, correct?
Yes, I do consulting on reviewing books and beta readers. And then I also ask them to market through my radio and TV show, as well as I help them write a book. I can walk them, as you said in earlier in my, when you were reading my bio, that all through the book development process, that because I have gone through it and I exactly know what to do where.
Yeah. So we have our first caller of the night. Pam has a question for you. She struggles with marketing. Her question is basically like, if she had a $1,000 budget, where would you help her allocate it? How would you help her figure out what to do with it?
It depends. I have to talk to her. It depends, like, she knows it, like, whether she knows, as I told you, she knows how to write. But I think most of my thing would be in marketing, like how to optimize Amazon page, how to bring traffic to your Amazon page as well as to your website. Because if there is no traffic, there is no sales. And one has to work on their own on all these aspects, which I have done in order to become a best-selling author.
Yeah. And when you say best-selling author, do you help people achieve, what can you help them achieve? Is it sales? Is it being listed on the best-selling books? Can you give us an idea about that?
Yes, I can help them optimize their Amazon page, their keywords. I can even tell them, like, how much is their competitor selling and what are their keywords that they can incorporate. Like, if they have the same kind of book, like, what keywords, which categories they should go in so that they can achieve a bestseller. Some categories are so hard to get into, like science fiction, because most of the New York Times and, like Amazon, big authors are sitting there, so it's very hard. But some of the categories are very easy to become a best-selling author. So Amazon gives them like 3 categories to choose, so they can go in any of those easy categories to become a best-selling author, and it is all due to my research.
And are they able to do this with older books or just new books? Like if they've already submitted it, they can't change it, correct?
Yes, they can change the category anytime they want to. So it's like rebuilding everything for them.
I don't know about other people out there, and I don't know what platform Pam is using, but I use BookBaby. Is that something that you've heard of? Is that something you recommend in terms of distributing and helping indie authors out?
Yeah, my first book was with BookBaby. Like, two books which I published, one was with BookBaby, the first one, The Modern Mughal Mentality, and they did a pretty good job in distributing that.
Okay, so it sounds like they're a pretty decent platform for indie artists.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, do you have any role models, people you admire, respect in the industry?
Actually, I myself come from a very illustrious family, so I have my own people. Like, I used to admire my maternal grandpa a lot, who was a freedom fighter, and they and Jawaharlal Nehru were best of friends. So I admire Jawaharlal Nehru, I admire my maternal grandpa, and I admire Mrs. Indira Gandhi.
Okay. Getting back to the author in the book, because it sounds like you like helping people.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, if you had an author and you read something, you thought it wasn't polished enough,
mm-hmm.
How do you confront that with them? How do you tell them that they basically need to rewrite it before you can market it? Because you certainly don't want to spend marketing dollars on something that isn't easy to read.
Yes, I mean, like, they have to get a very good editor to do that. And if the book is not up to the mark, or they are not willing to rewrite it, I would say rewrite, like re-edit it. Or so, it depends upon the project. I will not take that project. I'll only take those projects which I think can be successful.
Okay. That kind of answered my next question, which was, do you ever say no to people? Like, if someone, no matter how much money they throw your way, I'm sure you don't want to have something that has your name behind it that isn't a good book or that isn't successful.
Yes, yes. I don't take any adult fiction kind of books. I don't want to indulge in those kind of things. And I don't like to take projects which are which cannot be successful. Either they have written about something which nobody wants to read, those kind of projects. And there are, believe me, many those kind of people around.
Yeah. And how do you know that? When you look at the book and you talk to the author and you try to figure out if this is something you're going to take, how do you figure out if it's something that is doable? You know, if it's something that, when you talk about goals, if they want to have sales, if they want to get on some lists, how do you figure that out?
It tells about, like, first from the email only, you know, you could make it out. Because if they are, because recently I had a guy who wrote to me, like, he would buy my review services. But first I have to meet him. Why do I have to meet him in coronavirus thing? So that means he's not interested in reviewing of his book. He's only interested in meeting me. So I can't figure out that these are not serious kind of people.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I would imagine that you work through Skype or just virtually, that you can work with people outside of Maryland, correct?
Yes, yes. I have clients around the world, you know, many from India and all that, and here also. So I work with everyone, provided, you know, they have a decent background, like they are serious about their work. That's what I first try to figure it out before taking a client, that they are serious about their work.
And do you ever work internationally? Like, do you help people get placement in different countries?
No, actually, before this, when I was not writing books, I used to take American delegations to India and help them meet people over there and kind of increase Indo-US business friendship. And so I know many people in India and all that. So that's what I was doing before writing books.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, when you look at the different genres of books, what's your favorite genre?
My favorite genre is, of course, science fiction and science towards, like, mysteries, cozy mysteries. And then comes the business books, the two genres which I have written in.
Okay, interesting. So we have another caller here. Joe is asking us, but kind of similar to what I asked already, he wants to know if you work internationally or bring English books to different countries. And I think if you want to answer that again for Joe.
Oh, like he wants to know, like I promote, like, English books?
Yeah, that's like, if he wrote a book that's on sale in the United States, he wants to know if he can promote an English written book in India and different countries, if that's something you do?
Yeah, I can promote his book in India. Like if he's on Amazon India, like bring traffic to that and, you know, increase sales. Because it, right now, like promoting in India means promoting virtually, because in coronavirus, everyone has gone virtual.
Okay. When you do marketing campaigns, do you track ROI? In other words, do you prefer focusing on Amazon sales, sales on a website, or do you try to do both?
I can try to do both, because as far as the traffic is coming, you know, I have like collaborations with people, you know, who are very, very big marketers. And through them, you know, I can bring a lot of traffic to your website or to your book page. And that's what I do. Like my thing on my website and on my Amazon page, there like traffic is coming 24/7, and then I am tracking them that how much is converted into sales.
Oh,
and
so
that's
do
how, you?
You
know, I even track like how much money they are making, like your competitors or yourself, how many books you have sold.
So do you sell people's books on your website too?
No, I haven't looked in that, but that's a very interesting question. It depends what book it is. I haven't done that, but why not? This is a good idea you gave me.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a lot of different traffic on your site, now, of course, you have to be picky, because if you don't like the book, you don't want to annoy your followers and your, you know, traffic.
Yes. Recently, someone I collaborated with gave me like their blog tour. Like that person, that author was doing a blog tour, so I liked the book, so I had put it on my website.
Okay. How important is image?
How important is, excuse me, what? I didn't get it.
Is image, when you look at an author, the image they portray?
The image, like you can like once read their book or talking to them on through emails and all, you can figure it out that how much serious. For me, like in order to my image, because it has gone through a lot of hard work, so my image, I don't want to destroy it just to take a business. I'm very careful about it.
Yeah, you definitely have to be.
Yes.
What is your favorite book that you've read in the last year?
I read like political books. So I am kind of was when President Trump became president, I was reading all about him, because I'm following him since childhood from India. So because he made that Trump Taj Mahal, so everybody was very intrigued into that. So for last 2 years, I've been reading all books which are coming out on him.
Okay. Do you have a favorite superhero?
I think it is President Trump.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the funniest thing that's happened to you recently?
Funniest thing? Nothing is happening here. Everything is like, I mean, just writing my, like I have my author blog. I mean, you are so funny. That question. nothing funny is happening here. Toronto's nothing.
All right. Okay. I had to try, you know. What's your favorite TV series or movie that you've watched in the last year or two?
Oh, it's like I watch all the shows which come on Bravo, and I like Wendy Williams' show.
Wendy Williams. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a little break here and check out your little commercial thing. So check it out, everybody, and we'll be back in a minute. Here we go.
A monstrous infection is spreading worldwide. Oh my God, is this a simple infection or a deliberate attempt to ruin the human population? Or maybe it's bioterrorism. What is this global infection and who is spreading it? Help us find out. Go to Amazon and search for The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. The human race needs your help to make this go viral. Go to Amazon.com and read The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection to find out what happens next. Go now. The world is depending on you.
Well, that was a very interesting, cute little commercial there. So I appreciate you for sending that to us.
That one? Yeah.
Tell us, where can people buy your books? Where can they check you out if they want to use you for consulting services? Give us your contact information if you want to share with the audience.
Yes, my contact information email is afshan@drafshanhashmi.com and my website is www.afshanhashmi.com, and then I have another journal website which is www.drafshanhashmi.com, and then I have a radio show website which is www.drafshanhashmi'sradio.com.
Okay, that's a few websites.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any hidden talents or surprising hobbies you want to share with us?
Not really. I think writing and reading books is my only hobby. And that has changed into a business now.
Yeah. And is it a business that you're happy to be in?
Yeah, the business is kind of slow in this coronavirus thing. And when people say that book sales have gone, because there are statistics where people say that book sales have gone high and all, it's not really so, because I have data of so many books, you know, like I have those tools and all, you can say software, where I can track how much sales. So the sales have really gone down for everyone, except those big authors, you know.
Yeah, I think people initially, you know, the online world exploded a little bit, but at this point I think people are kind of sick of it, and they're probably sick of being home, and
yes,
I think everyone's going a little stir crazy, especially now going into the winter.
Yes, because author blog, I'm right now in the author blog stage where I can't write even a single word. So I'm like, when this happens, you know, this is a bad phase. And this is all because I cannot go out. If I go out, I usually go out and sit in Barnes & Noble, and I like the smell of books. So I will read some book, drink a coffee, and then go back to thing. And that routine has all been taken away these days, you know. I'm thankful that I'm alive. That's all. I have to thank God for that.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for being on the show. I think this was very fascinating, and hopefully some of the listeners reach out to you and we get you some business.
Thank you so much, Sorrento. I really appreciate that. And you have to come on my radio show, and I'll send you an email for that. And thanks a lot for inviting me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. So I want to thank all the listeners out there for listening and tuning in tonight. I know your time is valuable, and I want to thank you for spending a little bit of it with us. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorrentos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists and authors share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my songs called The Happiest Time of the Year. Yep, it's a fun Christmas song because Christmas is my favorite holiday of the year. So I hope you enjoy it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great night, everyone.
They say it's the most wonderful time of the year. I say it's surely a time filled with cheer. Some people say it's usually a silent night. I say Christmas always makes me feel so right. It's Christmas time again, an easy time to enjoy a friend. It's a time that's so special to us. With time-honored traditions we simply trust. It's truly the happiest time of the year, so special and so full of cheer. Time to be with my friends, time to say sorry and make amends. Will you be happy with me? It's a very simple time, you must see. Let us remember who we truly are, mere mortals with a gentle heart. Hills, some people go, others love to play in the snow, sliding around for all to see. Some kids even throw snowballs at Frosty. It's just the time I'm eager to treasure. All kids, I hope, have no displeasure. A simple, happy time of the year for Santa to give them some cheer. It's truly the happiest time of the year, so special and so full of cheer. Time to be with my friends, time to say sorry and make amends. Will you be happy with me? It's a very simple time, you must see. Let us remember who we truly are, mere mortals with a gentle heart. I wanna build a snowman, I wanna buy some presents, and we don't fall in for Santa. Jesus our King, and all the three wise men did appear. Yet little baby Jesus Mary still held dear. And Jesus was finally here and all was right. Christmas was born on that cold fateful night. A tradition has begun, we've come to love. God set motion from up above. It's truly the happiest time of the year, so special and so full of cheer. Time to be with my friends, time to say sorry and make amends. Will you be happy with me? It's a very simple time, you must see. Let us remember who we truly are, mere mortals with a gentle heart. Christmas song, 'cause no one else has for so very long. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.